If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are some things that are much more expensive in some countries than others, simply because industries have lobbied for monopoly control or price protection for the government. There are a lot of examples of this, and if you have traveled abroad a bit, you might have noticed this yourself. And one of the best examples is glasses and contact lenses. Now, I wear contacts, and when I was traveling abroad much more regularly, I would always need to plan to buy them when I was overseas. Inevitably, it was cheaper. I didn't need a prescription. It was just easy, simple. And a listener discovered this recently himself. He saved a lot of money, and it also got him thinking. Because I encourage you, listeners, always to practice the power of observation, and ask, what could the business opportunity be here? Or, why are things this way? Might there be some way to profit from it? Maybe help some other people at the same time? That's the ideal world. And so it got him thinking, since the price is so much lower outside the US, and a lot of Americans wear contacts, could he buy them in bulk while he's traveling, or perhaps even pay to have them shipped over, import them, and start his own resale business? You might be thinking there are a couple of problems here, and indeed there are. So we're going to talk about that. But let's look at the idea, can this listener or anyone import something like contact lenses from outside the US where the price is much lower and then resell them at home? The detailed question and my answer coming up in this episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Chris. This is Brad, and I've been following the show for a while now. On a trip to Argentina a while ago, I learned that it's possible to buy the same brands of contact lenses in countries outside the US for much cheaper, like sometimes 40 to 50% cheaper. Sometimes the brands use a different name, but the product is exactly the same. This makes me think there's a market opportunity here. Could it work to buy them overseas and sell them here, maybe on eBay or Facebook Marketplace? You also need a prescription to buy them in the US, but in other countries, you just walk in and tell them what you want. I'm not sure how I'd handle that part, and if I'd need to do some sort of verification or not. What do you think? Thanks.
Hey, Brad, I respect the hustle, but there is a problem here. Could you do this? Possibly. Is it legal to do this? No. And that's the big issue. So the reason why contact lenses and lots of things cost more is because it's a regulated industry. So it's not really an inefficiency. It's actually by design. And the FDA, this is in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, have confirmed that it is illegal to sell contact lenses, including cosmetic lenses, without requiring a prescription. So when it comes to doing it on eBay or Facebook Marketplace, you know, that kind of thing, the reality is you could probably do it at a small level and no one would care. But if your business took off, if you were actually successful, you know, then I'm sure you would be noticed and reported and you would be in some real trouble. It looks like the fines are something like $11,000. And you just don't want to mess with that, right? So even though I agree it's frustrating, this isn't the kind of thing you can easily take advantage of unless you find a legal loophole that you feel confident in. Okay. Otherwise, just stick to buying them for yourself and, you know, maybe for your friends next time you're in Argentina. Listeners, if you've got a question, any kind of question or an update on your side hustle, let us know. Sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them along with case studies, ideas, all kinds of action-packed content, new episode every day. Thanks for listening. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.